I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There's a new ad for the South Africa-based chicken restaurant chain, Nando's, and it's funny in a dark kind of way. It opens on a Robert Mugabe lookalike. The Zimbabwean leader is reminiscing. We see scenes of Mugabe sharing good times with tyrants of the past. Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein of Iraq, South Africa's P.W. Botha, and Uganda's Idi Amin. But they're all gone now. Mugabe sits alone at a Christmas dinner table.
This time of year, no one should have to eat alone. So get the Nando's six-pack meal for six.
Gia Nicolaides is a news reporter for Eyewitness News in South Africa. She's based in Johannesburg and has been reporting on local reaction to this ad. Gia, what are you hearing?
Well, the funny thing is, Marco, that I've just been walking through some office buildings and some restaurants around Johannesburg. And more than actually people having an immediate reaction to it, it's people showing this Nando's ad on their cell phones to their colleagues and their friends. And many of them just believe that this is the vintage ad from Nando's and the best that they've seen in the past 10 years. And it really has gone viral.
Well, it's very entertaining, but is it selling chicken?
It is, I think, at the end of the day, because right at the end of the advert, you see a glum-looking Robert Mugabe sitting alone at his dinner table with the tagline, "At this time of the year, no one should have to eat alone."
Right.
And, of course, it's chicken. And honestly, everyone eats chicken unless you're a vegetarian. So it definitely is a popular brand, a popular food, and this just really hits home, I think, with every South African, because it was so controversial, yet at the same time, it poked fun at very serious issues.
It's hard to imagine a fast food chain in the United States running such an ad, you know, with this kind of humorous political content. I mean, it fits in more with, I guess, kind of British coy ad humor than the American tendency to show you a product and explain why you should buy it. Are these types of ads common in South Africa, or does Nando's really stand out for pushing buttons?
Nando's definitely stands out for pushing buttons. Everyone talks about the latest Nando's ad. And this one, I think, really kind of looks at a global political issue or issues. And I think that is the first time they've done that to quite that extreme.
There was this Nando's ad where there's a blind woman with her guide dog, and the dog intentionally leads her into a pole, knocks her unconscious, and then proceeds to eat the chicken that she just bought at Nando's. Now, the South African Advertising Standards Authority called for the ad to be withdrawn. Is there any kind of outcry with the Last Dictator Standing ad?
There doesn't seem to be any outcry at this stage. I think the South African population and consumers have really enjoyed this one. But at the same time, it's poking fun, as I said before, at rather serious issues. And I think what they're really trying to do is express what other people think but won't necessarily say. And it takes a lot of guts. But at the same time, I think it's really what South Africa enjoys.
And finally, Gia, what is in a Nando's six-pack meal, and is it any good?
I am definitely going to go and try it because it looks like a big enough meal to feed my entire family. And I know that their chicken is good. And that's really it, because we know that their adverts are good, but so is their food.
Our listeners can see the entertaining Last Dictator Standing commercial at theworld.org. Gia Nicolaides, a news reporter with Eyewitness News in Johannesburg, South Africa. Very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.